Very much. So, good morning, dear colleagues. I'm happy to inform you briefly on the status of the group of experts of the operationalization of the ECMR. So, we had two meetings so far. Could you please put on the second slide? Yeah, then the second one, please. Yeah. Oh, I'll just go on. That's fine. Thank you. And on the first meeting of 4th to 5th July this year, the group elected the chair, it's Anna Yanovikova from Latvia, and vice chair Elyor Kakimov from Uzbekistan. The group so far has been very effective. I'm very proud of that. And we already established the dates of the meetings for October and November this year. The previous meeting was from 4th to 6th of October, and the next one is scheduled for the 9th to 11th of November. Also, the three dates of meetings have been set for the first half of 2023, and those are 25th to 27th of January, 3rd to 5th of April, and 5th on to 7th of July. So, as you can see, the schedule is very intense, but we're going very good. And we had, at the first session, we had a number of presentations from different regional ECMR projects, including Aeolix project, DigiNo prototype project, presentations by officials from Uzbekistan, Slovenia, Greece and Germany. The European Commission also presented their views on the framework. The next slide, please. During the first section, the group adopted the program of work and decided to focus at first on the Article 5 of the Convention, in order to begin the discussions on drafting the high-level architecture, including the main stakeholders and scope and objectives of the future ECMR environment. The group of experts agreed that their final output, based on their terms of reference, should keep the right balance between, if required, possibly more descriptive ECMR provisions, global acceptance, freedom of choice between different providers, and technological neutrality. The next slide, please. The group of experts also recognized that if a, sorry,